Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we were just talking about the battles of history, cowboys and Indians and the Civil War. One of the things that we leave out when we're talking about battles in our American history is the battle between immigrants and Americans. One of those things was the frequent conflicts between the thousands of Chinese Americans who came to the United States to work on the Union Pacific Railroad. Many of them lived in coal mining towns. They worked as coal miners, and they struggled against the prejudices of their white neighbors and their employers, in fact. And sometimes it turned very violent. There's a new book out called Take Me Home. It's based on real events in Wyoming in the 1880s, written by Brian Leung. And it revisits an era in our history and an event in our history which really has sort of very palpable echoes today. We welcome Brian Leung right now. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Good morning.
I had to think as I was reading this book, and first of all, congratulations. It's a really compelling read. But I had to wonder, when you were researching about this event in Wyoming, this massacre of Chinese workers who'd come to work for the railroads and or for the coal mines, if the reason you decided to write about it in your novel was because you found so many parallels in our modern society.
Well, yeah, I mean, all you have to do really is you turn on the news today and hear the debate about Arizona or some of the political ads right now about, you know, the foreign money that's coming into our political system, you know, that may be from China, you know, and that air of mystery about what the Chinese are up to. And you really can see that there's a strong link from what was happening 100 years ago and what's happening today. I guess the difference today is that, you know, we're not burning down, you know, we're not burning people alive and shooting them in the back.
Well, you know, you describe the events in Wyoming graphically, but you take most of the time in your book to kind of lead up to it. And the voices you've used are the voices of Wing Lee, one of the coal miners. Actually, he's the cook in the settlement there. And a young woman who's gone out to Wyoming to kind of brave the very empty, flat land, both of whom you are not. You are neither Chinese nor a female. So I would imagine that even more than usual, it may have been difficult for you to get into these voices.
Well, I can definitely vouch for the fact I'm not a female, but I am half Chinese, and that's kind of where that really is kind of an entry point for me because, you know, if you even look at the book jacket, you and see my face, I pass for Caucasian, and I've always had to claim my Chinese heritage, and so in taking on these two voices, Addie Main, who's a young white woman from Kentucky, and Wing Lee, I kind of get to explore those two halves of myself.
The other thing in which there's a parallel, not just the headlines about people using China as the boogeyman in political ads and distrusting China for taking our jobs, which was exactly what caused the massacre in Wyoming. They were angry with the Chinese workers for taking their jobs at less pay. But there's another parallel here, and it's the discussion over immigration that must have also influenced you.
It was, and you know, when I was doing the research for this novel, one of the really fascinating things I discovered was that, of course, there's the Chinese immigrants in the novel, but you know, the people that were rioting and doing the killing were also mainly immigrants themselves. You know, there were Finnish, there were Tyroleans, there were Italians, Albanians. It was a really diverse set of people in terms of immigration, and that's not something I expected to come upon.
Well, what did you find? I mean, as you did your research and also as you were working through these characters in this really amazing story in your novel, what did you come to terms with in terms of how one group got identified as the other and others did not?
Well, I guess...
Because it wasn't language. Many of them didn't speak language, even the Finnish immigrants.
Right. Well, I think what it was really is that there is... It really was about kind of the mystery of Chinese culture and just completely not understanding that, and also the inherited stories that came with the Chinese. For instance, things like eating human babies, or having underground caverns where they were rendering human bones and those kind of things. And those kinds of details that people internalized became real to the rioters and the massacres. They thought that they were essentially, fighting against animals, not against human beings. And I think that's really the relief point I get with Addy and Wing Li, is that they actually both make a conscious decision to appeal to their better natures, despite, kind of the received stories that they have from, each other's cultures.
Well, and you start the book with Addy coming back to the town in Wyoming where all these things occurred. She hasn't been back yet before. And so you start it with her reflecting on what it all meant. What do you think she came up with?
I think what she came up with is that the best thing that she ever did in her life was trust somebody that that everyone else said don't trust. And by that I mean she explored the reasons why. Explored the reasons behind people's distrust of the Chinese and found that there was no basis for it, rather than, kind of going along with the crowd.
There's a line that you wrote in here where she's sitting on the train. Actually, she's reflecting on the very first time she ever saw anyone from China. And you write, just a year earlier, she'd never seen one in her life. But by the time she got off the train, she'd been convinced they were practically kin to wolves. And now look at who the animals turned out to be. That's kind of a running theme, it seemed to me, in your book, Take Me Home.
It is, and I hope that what people take away is a sense of that there's a fresh way of looking at other people, and a sense of openness is important in all of our lives.
And that we can avoid what happened in Wyoming in the 1880s, right?
Exactly.
Brian Leung is the author of Take Me Home. He's also an associate professor at the University of Louisville. He's talking about his new book based on real events that occurred in Wyoming in the 1880s, where there was a massacre of Chinese workers.